This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is the DJV program. The name is associated with magic on the air, if you don't mind my saying so. We have transformed lives with the information on this program. We connect the dots every day, move mountains, climb every mountain, ford every stream. We call on you to use your imagination sometimes. So we all have really good imaginations, but we also have good connections. And we have a good thought process, if I do say so myself. So when you're looking for to be pointed in the right direction, this is a good place to find out what direction in which to go. Having said that, Jennifer and Victoria and I are interested. I know that you two are. I don't know that I really give a damn, frankly. Although I find it interesting when I look at this story about Matt Gaetz. Here's a guy that was going up like a rocket. Okay, he's the new rising star. And now he's sinking faster than the Titanic. What's the latest? Is the attack on him
so
because he's a big
what's
Trumper?
The latest? Because I was out of the loop this whole weekend.
So just to fill you in case you missed it. So the recap is that last week he did an interview with Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson said, "This is the weirdest interview I've ever done." It's like it was crazy because Matt Gaetz came on and said that I guess his family's wealthy, which we've learned.
Yes.
And somebody, a former DOJ employee, was trying to extort $25 million from Matt Gaetz' father. They contacted the father and said, "We've got this explosive story about your son, and we're doing an investigation, and we're going to come, you know, I'll make this get out there if you don't pay me." So they went to the Department of Justice themselves, and they said, "Look, we're being extorted." The father wore a wire to try to collect information on this. And so Matt Gaetz last week seemed like maybe he was doing the right things because he came out in advance. You know, so many times, like, let's just use Andrew Cuomo as an example. It's like accusation after accusation. He wasn't really getting out in front of them. Just know, hey, I'm Italian. I kiss people. That was kind of it. This guy blew the whistle on himself and told the story about what was happening to him. And so that maybe makes you think he has more credibility. But there's more stuff that's unwinding over the weekend that makes you think, well, maybe he doesn't have more credibility. And many people think that maybe he's not going to make it through this class of Congress. Again, the investigation is ongoing, but there are reports now that he used to show, like, his conquests, like naked pictures of his conquests to other members of Congress. Now,
yes, I had heard that last week, which other members had said it was really just, I mean,
like,
so inappropriate.
Weird. And he'd be like, "Oh, yeah, you know, I bagged this intern, blah, blah, blah." Ugh. So there was that going on. Now, is that enough to have someone booted from Congress? Probably not, because men probably, unfortunately, do that more than we think that they do, and it's gross. But now there's like a sex trafficking charge. Now this is the newest piece to this puzzle. Now they're saying that he was under investigation for recruiting a young girl, this 17-year-old girl, and that he was traveling with her and going back and forth, and that he was working with some other power player in Florida.
The ghost of Mr. Epstein shows up.
Yeah, so we don't, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not burying this guy yet because I think everybody gets to have their day in court. And he did come forward with these, like, he blew the whistle on himself. So there's something to it. But the more you hear, I mean, it's not
surprising. I'm watching his body language.
When you look at him and you go, could I see him showing naked pictures to other people? Yeah, but here's the thing.
He's an overgrown frat boy just by looking at him.
That's what I'm thinking. Remember all of the things we hear about these guys, white guys in college, football players and, you know, people that come for money, et cetera, and they skate on these charges. The girl's charging with rape, and they say, "Oh no, she was." You know, that's what this reminds me of. And the judge always lets him off.
This is a little different than that. I mean, no one is. Well, I know, but this is not like a young, privileged kid who gets away with raping.
No, he's not that old, and he's privileged. Not that there's anything wrong with
that. He's privileged, but they use that against him, and that's why they were trying to extort the money from him. Yeah. So that's, again, I'm less concerned about the money, and I'm more concerned about whether or not he's engaged in sex trafficking. I mean, I think that's the big question.
Agreed.
I think it's hard to compare apples to oranges when it comes to sex trafficking. I don't know. I think we need to let this one play out a little bit and see what happens. But to add to this, so Matt Gaetz, who's a Republican, Katie Hill, who's a Democrat, Katie Hill's the one who resigned from Congress after she got caught with the naked pictures, and she had the throuple, and she had an ethics violation because not only did she have a throuple, but she also had a relationship with someone in her office. And the only person, Democrat or Republican, that stood by Katie Hill was Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz was like, you know what?
Because he was like, this is me in 2 years.
Yeah, but what's funny is that Matt Gaetz came out and was like, she's my friend, and she, even though we don't agree politically, she's my friend. And
any pictures of the two of them together?
No, but the thing that stinks is that Katie Hill comes out and she says, oh, I'm nauseated by Matt Gaetz's nude picture allegations. Okay, so you've got nude pictures too, and you're nauseated by this? Because right now, people are busting him on showing nude pictures to each other. So, like, let's get consistent here, baby cakes.
All right, let's move on to the situation with the Capitol Police. They want Congress to ramp up security. Is this connected to ISIS? I know that one former New York City cop said this was right out of the ISIS playbook. Yes, no, where are we?
And, the method of using a car as a weapon.
To smash
and
into
and
a
he was
knife.
Clearly, he was clearly radicalized in his most recent years. I don't want to say later years because he was 25 when he died. But most recently, he had been posting about Islam. He had been posting his allegiance to Louis Farrakhan. And so, he was radicalized. But something interesting that you probably would like to hear about, we talked about it earlier, is that his family is saying that he was an athlete and kind of had it going on, and then he started to withdraw, and he was just within himself and became kind of a loner and all of this stuff. And they say that he used to be an athlete and maybe had a traumatic brain injury that might have brought him into this.
Yeah. Well, but now what the reaction is, or the overreaction, here we go again, and this goes back to when Bill Clinton was president and there were all kinds of problems, the White House front gate, the back gate, people climbing over the fence, doing all of this crazy stuff.
The last time a Capitol Police officer died was in, like, 98 when they had all of these security issues there.
So then they build more walls. They build more fences. Pretty soon it's going to be impossible for people who want to go visit Washington and enjoy what our nation's capital is all about to see or do anything. They'll put up guards around the Washington Monument.
But there won't be a border. There won't be a border wall.
No, but I mean,
we'll put,
you know what
we'll
I'm saying.
We'll put up walls and fences, but we won't secure the border. I know. I get it.
Yeah,
that this requires any more. I mean, look, those barricades were in place. The barricades are usually there. They're something that's been there, I think, for the last at least 10 to 15 years.
They're like
those
big cement things, right, that they have in New York City.
Yeah, because you can't drive in front of the White House. You can't drive in front of the Capitol. They've been there, and they did what they were supposed to do. Unfortunately, it cost a Capitol Police person his life. I mean, that's the thing that's awful in all of this, is that he rammed into a person in addition to the barricade, but the barricade worked. So the idea that we can put up more, I don't think it's necessary. It's an overreaction.
All right. So now there's something that I thought was interesting. As much as I have no use for Chuck Todd, the NBC News guy, doesn't he do Sunday morning the Meet the Jerks or whatever on NBC?
Meet the Press.
Meet
the guy
the
with the horrible, like, comb forward hair?
Right. Yeah.
That guy's obnoxious.
He is obnoxious. But anyway, he talked to the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, he took him apart. He kind of ripped him because this guy, Mayorkas, who's the Secretary, said the border was secure. Huh? What, he had a bad dream there, pal? So Todd, he's not usually someone that takes these people apart. He's pretty liberal. Took this guy apart. So what actually is the outcome? I mean, did the guy
The Biden administration will not say that this is a crisis. They say it's a challenge.
It's a problem.
They keep saying that the border is secure. The border is not secure. If you look at
a long shot.
Look, it is not secure. There is no reason that we should be seeing 20-year highs in people coming to this country. And they're literally dropping babies. I don't know if you guys saw that image on Friday, but they're dropping babies over the wall. 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds, toddlers being dropped from a 14-foot wall. I mean,
what I saw.
I don't know.
Speaking of video, is this old guy in New York who got shoved to the ground by the police? Wasn't that what's that That's just a more of the same.
I don't know. I didn't hear about that. I don't know.
I heard the elderly are under attack by people.
There's another Asian. Yeah, there's another attack. I think in Central Park on an elderly Asian man.
We had an Asian woman that was stabbed and killed in Riverside by a Hispanic woman who was 23 and high as a kite, and at this point you don't think that it's hate crime because she was probably out of her mind on drugs, but it's listed that way, and you've got a woman who's dead now. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so let's leave this conversation on a lighter note. Apparently Hunter Biden doesn't know the difference between crack and Parmesan cheese.
Yeah. He did this really crazy interview where he admitted to his drug abuse. He talked about the moment when he started to get into a physical relationship with Bo Biden's wife. That's his dead brother, the ex-wife, and he got into a relationship. And he said he was so high one day that he smoked Parmesan cheese and he thought it was crack. So,
well, Keith Richards smoked his dad's ashes accidentally. Charming. It happens.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Part of his dad's ashes up into a joint. Didn't realize. Well, in fairness, I don't think most people who don't do drugs would be able to tell the difference between crack and Parmesan cheese. I would do
that. Pretty sure
that
wasn't his problem at that point. Because... maybe we wouldn't know, but he was smoking it.
Let's have 60 seconds on the trial that resumes today. Derek Chauvin is on trial for maybe his life. I don't know whether he spends the rest of his life in jail or not. So what are we eagerly awaiting today, ladies?
I think it's not eagerly. I mean, I don't know who would be eagerly awaiting any of this. It's just horrific and sad all the way around. But the defense will continue to their prosecution will continue to call witnesses today. I think the big bombshell from Friday was that there was a police chief who said that this was beyond the training, using that kind of chokehold was beyond the training. Mm-hmm. But then in cross-examination, he admitted that, no, it was part of the training. So I don't know. I think it's really going to come down to cause of death. What caused the death of George Floyd? That's probably got to be at the crux of all of this, and that argument is still ongoing.
18 after the hour on the DJV program. Here's a breakthrough. This has become the number one way to clear up sinus and nasal problems fast. This is not new, at least to us. We know that because we've been talking about the Navage system for now, I think, 4.5, 5 months, maybe even longer than that, Victoria. I'm trying to remember when we first started talking about Navage, but I know it was early last fall.
Mm-hmm.
This product has now become one of the most popular ways in the country, and the research shows that there are 38 different kinds of harmful fungus things that can get in. It's in the mucus that gets dry overnight in your nose. And so in the morning, you need to keep your sinuses clean and to keep your nose clean. This is a doctor-approved treatment that dissolves infected mucus stuff and helps you breathe a lot easier. You know, you love this. Take it on one side, blow it.
It's a game changer. If you have any sinus issues or allergy problems, and now that we're, you know, getting into warmer weather and spring blossoms and everything, this is, it's unbelievable. It totally has replaced the neti pot for me. I cannot say enough.
And a lot of people will tell you the same thing. A lot of people tell you the same thing. Headlines in the news, clean, clear through, and deodorized too. That's what the Navage is all about. Backed by a no questions asked guarantee of satisfaction. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, to order. That's Navage.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing matter license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 330.
T- Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
More red. 23 at the hour now on the DJV program. In a moment. Say it again, Doug. There it is. In a moment. I was going to say in a minor moment. We'll talk about the four people who have been chosen to orbit the Earth. Unga bunga, right after this.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, so let's see what we can find out about the four people who are going to go in the first all-civilian space shot here, SpaceX Falcon 9. And when is this going to take place? Look at these.
September.
September. Okay. Yeah, so who are these people? All their names are trending. This is the trending portion of the DJV program, by the way. Victoria, what do we have?
Well, there are a lot of people that we've talked a little bit about as they've sort of trickled down. So there's a billionaire guy, and mm-hmm. he bought all these seats. And so he gave one to a doctor from St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And
right.
she was actually a former patient at St. Jude's, was treated, was cured, and then became a doctor at St. Jude's. So she's
wow.
one of the people in the seats. There was another researcher, I believe, a scientific researcher, who also got the golden ticket. And then there was a final seat that was going to be, I think, auctioned off for charity. I'm not exactly sure how the fourth one was chosen. But they're all going to be in training now. And so
yep.
September 15th is supposed, that's the next
pretty
SpaceX
cool.
liftoff.
Yeah.
And
yep.
they're going to depart from Kennedy Space Center. And
I wish they didn't call it the Dragon
science.
Spacecraft. That's kind of, right? The Dragon spacecraft. Do you like that name? I don't like that name.
It's very Elon Musk. It's cool. You know how he is.
Speaking of that, how many people saw, we'll talk about that with Chuck in a half hour, but one of the trending things is the movie that did so well this weekend, Hong Kong versus, not Hong Kong, King Kong. Well, maybe Hong Kong and get on the next one. King Kong versus Goliath.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Ugh. God, I was in a movie theater yesterday, and all I could hear, the screaming and yelling and the noise from the theaters with all that stuff. Anyway, so that's...
It did really well.
Yeah, I know it did. Right. All right. Dr. FLOTUS and the trendy outfit. This is something that women will pay a lot of attention to, right? The outfit that First Lady Joe Biden was wearing, comparison photos of her. People need to get a life.
Well, this is unfortunately what every first lady goes through, the scrutiny of fashion, and, you know, it's awful. Look, and it's totally political. If you're a Republican and you don't want to say anything nice about any Democrat, then you're going to say that, you know, you didn't like Jill Biden's outfit. Women on the left said they didn't like Melania's outfits. It's so stupid. And women in fashion in the middle of all of it is just, it feels very, I don't know. There's a misogyny to all of it that just makes me kind of sick. So, yeah.
All right. Speaking of things that shouldn't be, Tina Turner is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with her husband, and there's a new documentary. Apparently, this is trending. The fans, as a result of it, want her to have her own place.
Yeah, without Ike Turner. Yep.
Yeah.
She certainly deserves it.
Well, this Cher is in there. This Sonny and Cher is in there, and Cher is in there by herself, right? In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think.
I do not know about that. I know Stevie Nicks is in twice.
Yeah.
But I thought she was the only woman who had done that.
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners came out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the United States economy has added 379,000 jobs in February. Most of the jobs that were added in February were in leisure and hospitality, the hardest hit sectors of the economy. While February's numbers were better than expected, the market recovery continues to lag in other parts of the economy. The United States has administered more than 165 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines in the country as of Sunday morning and distributed nearly 208 million, the CDC said on Sunday. President Biden has come under fire for failing to mention Jesus Christ in his Easter address Sunday. Biden made sure to mention COVID-19 17 times. Critics said his address was an insult as he failed to honor the Christian symbol of faith and instead used a religious message for political purposes. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's get a U.S.-Mexico border update with Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
As the humanitarian crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, lawmakers are trying to push solutions to the immediate problem. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that Congress needs to reform legal immigration. But the Florida Republican tells Fox News that there are more immediate steps that need to be taken, and they start with putting the Trump-era border policies back in place.
We need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, but it has to be legal. We're a country of laws. Look, the Customs and Border Protection folks told us what needed to be done. A, they needed more officers. B, they needed the border wall that was under construction, that to be completed. They need greater and better technology to help them out. They need the policies, better policies, and the policies that were in place before to be restored. And I also think they need one more thing. We need to hire hundreds of additional judges so that we can adjudicate a lot of these cases asking for political asylum much faster, and that would disincentivize this wave that we're seeing.
The Mexico-United States border is the most frequently crossed border in the world, with approximately 350 million documented crossings annually. 14 games in Major League Baseball today. One early game at 1:10 p.m. Eastern as the Twins and Tigers go at it in Detroit. Be aware the Braves at Nationals has been postponed due to COVID-19 restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thirty-four at the hour. Monday, the 5th of April, feels like spring, Victoria, don't you think?
It does, finally.
What do you mean, finally? It's early. Well, finally. You and your finally.
It's been kind of cold here. I'm just saying, it feels nice. We're in, you know, mid-60s today.
Wasn't there an earthquake somewhere overnight?
I don't know. Jen had said lots of earthquakes, and then she left us. So I don't know. I didn't catch that memo.
All right. Let's get up to date on the metrics, the epidemic map that is showing where the pandemic is coming back to the surface, not just in America, but around the world, because there are places that are hot spots, right?
Sure. Yeah. Europe has got lots of hot spots right now. Ireland, where my family is, they're on a full lockdown until, I think, May 1st. So, yeah, I mean, just depending on where you are, there are plenty of hot spots. But yeah. in America, one of the sites that I've been following since last year, globalepidemics.org, it's the Brown School of Public Health. They have a really great interactive map that it's a map of the entire country, and it has this is the risk level. So this is it assesses the risk level of you catching the virus in, it goes by every county of every state. And so in New Jersey, where I am,
Our entire state is red again, and that is the worst. Mm-hmm. So that means you have the highest risk in every county of New Jersey. Super fun. Florida has a lot of red in their map. Michigan is almost completely red. There's one or two counties that may be orange, which is the second level down. Pretty much all of downstate New York is red. You've got a lot of pockets in Massachusetts where you are.
Yeah.
You've got
Framingham's one of them.
Yeah, you've got some pockets of red popping up, and, you know, you guys had done really well in the very beginning, but now I'm looking at the map, and even the Cape, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard.
Well, they mishandled the vaccine distribution.
Everything's
badly.
All red. Yeah, you've got a lot of red, all of Boston.
I'm looking at another a very interesting map that shows the percentage of residents over 18 that are fully vaccinated, and there are some pockets like in upstate New York. Let's see here. In Montana, in, New Mexico, Arizona, there are some pockets in Oregon. So the vaccine, I suppose the point of the map is that more and more people who are younger are now getting fully vaccinated. But there was a timeline, and it didn't work for them, frankly. Now many states are opening up so that anybody who's over the age of 18 can get their shots, I think. And that
it depends where you are. In New Jersey, we are not there yet. Right now, it's 55 and over. In New York, I was telling Jen this earlier in the show. In New York, if you're over 30 in New York, you can get a shot. So all of my friends are now vaccinated. And then in certain states, they've opened it up to anyone over 16. So that is the goal, is to get, you know, they're doing pretty well. They broke a record over the weekend, 4 million vaccine mm-hmm. doses in 24 hours. So now the country averages more than 3 million doses per day. The bad news is we've only got 18% of Americans are fully vaccinated. Some good news, though, is that 54% of Americans over the age of 65 are vaccinated. And 75% within that age group have gotten at least their first shot. So that is good news that we are protecting, you know, the older population and the more vulnerable. But, you know, now with this new variant, the B.1.1.7, that European variant that we've been hearing so much about, this is now, especially in Michigan, this made news over the weekend, that they're seeing a lot of people in their 30s and 40s getting hospitalized, and even children now getting infected in larger numbers, too. And that's this new variant.
There's a lot of disinformation among people who go to church. And I thought it was interesting, yesterday being Easter and all. Today, actually, by the way, is Easter Monday. It falls right after, obviously, Easter, Easter Sunday. It's known as Bright Monday as well, Renewal Monday, Wet Monday, Dingus Day.
I don't know.
Thank you. I don't know about that. The day after Easter, the Bible doesn't tell you, or I don't think religionists do much about this, but a lot of people who are Orthodox or people who are evangelical are continuing with their celebration or acknowledgement of what happened supposedly on Easter morning. And it brings me back around to sort of a combination of things. We were talking about vaccines and people who are getting the shots and people who are not getting the shots. A lot of these people who are very Orthodox, who are very evangelical, if you will, they are not getting the shots because they claim that the government is, I kind of get this. I'm one who hears some of these stories, and I think to myself, well, is there something to eugenics or whatever that thing is called? And is there something to, we're all going to have our DNA destroyed so that we can't give birth to children? I hear all of this stuff. And it hasn't been discounted. You see, the problem is that you have people contradicting themselves. Fauci contradicts himself all the time. The CDC is always putting out something that differs from what they said the week before. Science in general disproves itself all the time. If somebody could really prove, and you can't, that there's not going to be any harm that'll come from this down the road 20 or 30 years from now, then I think people would feel a lot better with it. But they haven't done a good job. It's just it's kind of like your mother. Why do I have to do this, Mom? Because I said so. Okay, so what does that get you? It doesn't get you a lot, frankly. And so I just wonder if there isn't a better way I don't know what the answer is, frankly, Victoria. I don't know what the better way is. So the Pope talking about this yesterday, his annual Easter Sunday message to the flock, if you will, and because there were a lot of celebrations, but they didn't, I mean, last year there weren't any, right? I mean, after, this is about, Easter last year was about a month into everybody realizing what the heck was going on. So now, this year there were a few, like, you could go to St. Peter's. Have you ever been to St. Peter's in Rome?
I've never been to
Vatican Square. Fabulous. It's one of the things that I cherish most about my broadcasting career. I went to the installation of whoever the Pope was in 1986, whoever the new Pope was, I can't remember his name. But
was
I did a broadcast.
John Paul back then?
Maybe, yeah. I did a broadcast from the roof of the Vatican, looking down into the square as the Pope was, what are they, not inaugurated, what do they call, what are they, when invested, the investiture of the Pope. It was just a fabulous experience.
Yeah,
really,
but that
was.
Sounds incredible. My gosh, what a view.
Yeah. Choirs singing hymns, people screaming and yelling, and El Pope or whatever they, it's really.
El Pope?
Yeah, whatever. It's a fabulous thing. Anyway, so the Pope's talking about vaccines and how essential it is. He says, quote, I urge the entire international community in the spirit of global responsibility to commit to overcoming delays in the distribution of vaccine and to facilitate the distribution, especially in the poorest countries. So in Italy certainly has seen a lot of death and destruction because the Chinese, in sending the vaccine to Tehran, sent it with a courier in a not secure parcel, whatever it was carrying it in, and it got out in northern Italy in Milan, where the flight went from Beijing to Milan, and then he got another flight to go to Tehran. And there's very little doubt that this, the contagion that was part of the problem in Italy came because of the leaking of this vaccine. By the way, speaking of that, on the plane, I always talk about the things that I see. There's a show produced in Israel called Tehran. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's a fascinating, fascinating drama about Israelis trying to get into Tehran and blow up the electrical system because the Iranians had just gotten into Israel and blow up something. I don't know, whatever it is, but it's a very well written. It's partially in English and partially in Farsi, I guess. I don't know. It's whatever it's in.
Farsi.
But it's, well, maybe it's not Farsi. Maybe it's
or
just Arabic.
Hebrew?
But, yeah. Well, it's in Hebrew too. Hebrew, Arabic, and English. But it is, you can follow the story. You know, it's kind of like watching Star Trek, trying to figure out what the Klingons are saying. The new versions of Star Trek, whenever I go on a trip and I'm watching these movies and TV shows that I never get to watch because I never have time to do it, the Klingons in the new version of Star Trek, they don't translate what the Klingons are saying. You can kind of get the gist from their body language what they're saying, but they don't translate it. Which I thought was kind of, why? I want to know what they're really saying, frankly. Or maybe, do you want to know what they're saying?
I've never seen Star Trek, so no.
Never? None of it?
They're saying, no.
Oh, my God.
Really? It has no appeal to me. So I really am not missing out on what the Klingons are saying. That sounds like it's a Doug problem.
Yeah, it is probably a Doug problem. You're probably right about that. Carrie Underwood did a nice thing yesterday, I thought, raising that $68,000 for the...
It might be more than that by now. That was as of yesterday afternoon. She had already raised that much. So, yeah, I'm sure that the donations probably kept coming in.
The hymns like, oh, how I love Jesus, I surrender all, Amazing Grace. I'd like to have heard her. I think Amazing Grace is one of those songs. It's performed well by some people, and most people who sing it don't do a good job. Elvis has a fabulous version of it, and there are some other really good versions around. I don't know. You know, I've always confused some of these the country women, and I know maybe I should be ashamed of myself because I don't know the difference between Carrie Underwood. I know who what's her face is that's on the
Kelly Clarkson
voice. Yeah, I like her, but I don't know Maren Morris from Happy Hoosier, all these names and stuff, because I'm not a fan, but people listen to these, I mean, Taylor Swift, Carrie I can Underwood. Tell her voice, right?
Right, yeah. But Carrie Underwood has a fabulous voice. And she is one of those artists who, you know, you often see her anytime the Grammys or the American Music Awards or the ACMs, anytime there's a tribute to someone, they put Keith Urban in, they put Sheryl Crow in, and they put Carrie Underwood. Because those three artists can do any type of music. Carrie Underwood has such a fabulous voice. I'm not a country music fan, but I'm a fan of her voice. And so every time she sings, it's like Keith Urban, same thing. I love whenever he sings someone else's stuff. I'm just, you know, I just love his voice, and Carrie Underwood's got a fabulous voice, too. So it's great that she was able to do such a nice thing for Easter Sunday, and so many people streamed it. It was really wonderful.
Cool. Yeah. 46 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, and an intro to the right way to get healthy, thanks to Calitrin. If you're like lots of couples who are now working together to lose weight, couples have gained the weight together. Victoria, you're a perfect example. You and Lewis working at home. I mean, what? You're giving me that.
I'm laughing. You're like, couples have gained weight together. You're like, you're a perfect example.
Well,
don't
aren't
rub
you?
It in.
You are. And now people want to shed the weight. It's springtime. You want to look better. And you can do it together. You can lose the weight together as you have gained it together. Just get on to Calitrin. The reason that you can have his and her bottles of this, buy one, get one free, it's the BOGO deal right now. And this is such a fabulous way for you to support your body's attempts. You have to work your body to lose the weight, but this is great support. No matter what program you've been on since first of the year, this will help to solidify your success, and that's what you want, right? You don't want to risk getting diabetes. You don't want to risk getting things even worse, the COVID thing. Heavier people are more susceptible, that's for sure. So this is the all-natural way, and it's the choice of millions. Millions of people have lost weight and kept it off the safe way with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. That's where you get the official word on Calitrin. The formula is explained. No drugs, no stimulants. That's a simple way of looking at it. But the formula of what's in it, you know, it's basically collagen protein and digestive enzymes. Fabulous way to lose the weight. Just the right way to keep it off. Get on the program and stay on it. That's why you choose Calitrin, because it works for healthy weight loss. Go to toploss.com. Check out using the DJV code to get buy one and get one free deal, and also no shipping charges. That's toploss.com. Please use the DJV code at checkout.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-284-5678. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-284-5678 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-284-5678 to see if you qualify. That's 800-284-5678.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Three after the hour, first full week of April, and we got some good news for the people who want to encourage people to go back to the movies. A sign that Americans are eager to return to theaters came this weekend. Chuck Curry will be here in a moment to tell you all about it. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Ah, fabulous movie. It's got to be 60. It's at least 60. How many years ago, Mad World, Chucker?
1963, I believe.
63. So, yeah, almost 50 years ago. Great, great movie. All right, why are we playing the theme from the old Mad World?
The late Spencer Tracy, who grounded that film in the most serious character, Sergeant Culpepper, or Lieutenant Culpepper, was born, the late Spencer Tracy, born on this day, 1900, Doug. He was terrific.
Very
talent. I love this film, one of my all-time favorite films from my childhood. It's a Mad World. Yeah. I did a few revival screenings. It is an awesome experience to watch this movie on the big screen. Still holds up well. Some of the greatest talent of the 60s, everybody was in that movie.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, speaking of everybody, there were no humans in the Godzilla versus Kong movie. You must be happy about the results, box office totals.
No, there were some humans in it. I was surprised
at the casting. Alexander Skarsgård, yeah, which made it a lot more enjoyable for me to watch,
right,
because he's
beautiful. And the other guy, what's his name? What's the other guy's name that's in it that you see everywhere? I can't remember his name.
Kyle Chandler. Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights. Yeah.
And then Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things.
I mean, yeah, I thought it had, I watched it. I got to tell you, I didn't go to the theater to see it. I did watch it at my ice cream parlor on a 65-inch 4K TV. And I got to tell you, it was very different than I would have thought. It plays by no rules. It's like $150 million, $200 million Godzilla Kong movie from when I was a kid. But it was really interesting. It was much more science fiction than I thought it would be. But it has a lot of heart. I thought they cast a little girl in that movie who had a connection to Kong.
Adorable.
The movie, it's hot. Yeah. The CGI was outstanding. The director, his name's Adam Wigard, clearly had a love for this property. Some people may not like it because it just veers out of any sort of semblance of reality. But for what he was trying to do, I thought it was pretty enjoyable, and I think you get your money's worth watching these two iconic pop culture monsters fighting on the big screen. Having said that, this is definitely much more of a King Kong movie than Godzilla. Godzilla, no spoilers, but Godzilla is really just a supporting character that comes and goes. This is a King Kong movie, but clearly
Kong is supposed to be the emotional favorite here too.
Yeah, yes, and he is, and it made $48.5 million since opening on Wednesday, and $285 million worldwide. This is a really good sign. Now, here, Doug, the most theaters playing this movie is on 3,000 theaters, the most since the pandemic. They're limiting each auditorium to 20 people, but they're getting sellout after sellout after sellout with 20 people in each theater, and that is a very, very good number. I would think if this movie opened 4 months later, it would have had a $100 million opening. But this is
so
a
how
good,
do they make their money back?
Sign.
Does it go... It goes on, it stays around for a while. I mean, it'll probably make another 40, 50 million. Yeah, right.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I think this will cross 100 million domestically. Worldwide, it'll probably do over half a million. This is going to be profitable, and also HBO Max.
I think that people,
subscribers.
All these guys, Netflix, Amazon, they're really missing. I think they're so way off, and maybe it's my own prejudice, but I think this shows people want to go back to the big screen.
They do, absolutely. I think this summer, I think movie theaters, restaurants are going to be, post-pandemic, they're going to be packed. There's so much of a pent-up demand to get out.
Even if there isn't an end to the pandemic, people are going to go because they're tired of...
Yeah, well, there will be. Think positive.
The answers aren't really strong as to why they shouldn't do it. There's a little of this and some of that. I went to see Spencer, the Spencer movie that came out last year. I had not seen it, so I saw that. It was good. It was a good movie. I thought it was very good. So, anyway, those are the results of what happened this weekend, boys and girls.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Charles. It's very nice to have you here. I can go back to your smoothie shop and have a drink for me. 59 past the hour.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.